Philip II of Macedonia, the aftermath of Philip's victory over the Phocians. Now, the allies of Pheræ suffered, perhaps severely, and a few cities may have been abolished, even though in the past they had been loyal members of the Thessalian League. Mainly Philip's decisions resulted in the reorganization of communities and changes in their political balance. Gomphi was renamed Philopolis. Sometimes in the next few years, the second city would take Philip's name. Yet the vast majority of Thessalian cities remained independent and not part of his kingdom, with just a few exceptions, such as Magnesia and the port of Pagasae. Paphlagonia in the north was not truly part of Thessaly, although a long time under the control of the League, did come under Philip's direct control, for he appointed one of his men to administer it. We cannot say whether the king could and did call on Thessalian troops in the following years, other than to defend Thessalian interest, but it seems unlikely at this stage. For the moment, Philip's popularity was high, at least with those on his side, and may well have been now that the Thessalians conferred an unprecedented honor and named him Archon. This was the supreme war leader and magistrate of all Thessaly, and he certainly gained the title at some point, even though no source tells us exactly when. Many scholars argue that the euphoria following the victory over the Phocian army and the surrender of Lycophron was most likely occasion for this honor. Something is certainly needed to explain a league of Greek city-states setting aside their instinctive jealousy over citizens' rights and control of their own communities to award the post to a foreigner. Jason of Pheræ had been Tagos, a similarly wide-ranging magistracy held for life, and the Archon may have been a version of this traditional post. In practical terms, it gave Philip the right to call on Thessalian troops and some income from specific levies, including harbor duties and market taxes, but it also gave him the responsibility for settling disputes and dealing with problems throughout the area. Justin claims that the reason the Thessalians chose Philip to lead them against Pheræ and the Phocians was because their aristocrats feared that if one of them was in charge and won the war, then this would be a springboard to tyranny. During and after the war, a substantial faction of noblemen decided that it was for the common good, and no doubt their own, to have Philip as a leader. All these matters took time, so it was late in the year when Philip began the march south and continued a war against Phocius. By this time, the Phocians had appointed Onomarchus's brother as their new commander, and he was busy hiring more soldiers after the loss of almost half of the army. The delay also gave time for allies to send help, their enthusiasm encouraged by yet more generous gifts from the treasurers of Delphi, as well as a reluctance to let the Thebans and Thessalians win an outright victory. Sparta sent 1,000 men, Achaia 2,000, Athens, for once acting with speed, no fewer than 5,000 infantry and 400 cavalry. The main Phocian army campaigned in Boeotia against the Thebans and their allies, winning some skirmishes and losing others. Philip's army might have made the difference if it was able to join up with the Thebans or other Boeotians, or at least attack Phocius itself, but he waited too long. The main route from Thessaly into Phocius went through the pass of Thermopylae, and before he reached it, the enemy was already there in force, including the Athenians. There was no reason to think that Philip's men were any more capable of storming the narrow pass head-on than the Persians had been, and this time the route around the flank was securely guarded by the Phocians. From the start, Philip's priority had been Thessaly and his allies there, and after the failure in 353 BCE, he had returned and won an outright victory. Larissa and the Thessalian League were restored to supremacy, and this in return appears to be the primary goal for its leaders, with the sacred war as something of a sideshow. Blocked at Thermopylae, Philip turned around and went back to Macedonia. Several years would pass before he returned to central Greece, and the sacred war ground on indecisively, mainly fought between Phocius and Boeotia as the allied contingents went home. Although Philip withdrew, his involvement with Thessaly was now far closer than before, and this did not change. In the meantime, he had plenty of other business in the north, and by the autumn of 352 BCE, Philip was now campaigning in Thrace. Now, the sources for this, The Politics by Aristotle, The Histories by Herodotus, Histories, 12 volumes, by Diodorus Siculus, Peloponnesian War by Thucydides, and The Lives by Plutarch, Philip and Alexander, Kings and Conquerors by Goldsworthy, History of Macedonia, Volume 1 and Volume 2 by Hammond. In the Shadow of Olympus, The Emergence of Macedonia by Borgia. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.